Episode 932, How Big Is Your Faith?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I am so delighted that you are here. This week has flown by, and for some, Sunday is a kickoff to a new week. Some of us think of, well, Monday is my starting of the work week. Wherever you are and however your week looks, I am praying for you. I promise you that you are going to have an incredible week if you start looking for it. Today it's Sweet Reflection Day, and it's all about how big is your faith. We're going to dive deep, and this is a very personal one today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today we have a very tough topic to talk about, and that is faith. But what's more challenging is when you're asked, how big is your faith? That's a heart-stopping, gulping moment. However, you don't want the crickets hanging out, you know, too long, because silence makes everyone uncomfortable. So you're quick on the draw, rambling something like, I have a strong faith. I know if something isn't working, God will figure it out. How much is that statement true for you? Seriously. You know, we're quick to talk big, but do your actions match your words? How big is your faith? This is a time of reflection. No judgment here. We can become complacent with where we are in our life. And I personally have been wrestling with this question. In fact, today, I've had a lot of bombs drop in my lap. I even told my mom, I feel like I'm going to implode. Not explode, but implode from the inside out. So much is going on. I'm feeling like I'm out of control. I'm weak, and I only am seeing the negative with each turn of the hour. In fact, it's an amazing miracle that I'm even talking to you right now. Why? Because my computer is showing lines. It's like totally, you know, been possessed with something that I don't know what it is. I'm just praying we get through this episode and I can get this posted for you all. It's been a really long day, so I'm actually doing this late at night. It's just a few clicks before midnight here up north, Central Standard Time in America. But you know what? I'm committed to you being consistent. But I'm telling you right now, this question, how big is your faith? I asked myself that just today. Because I was being challenged. You know, me thinking these negative thoughts, out of control, feeling weak, feeling like, yeah, I'm going to implode, for me actually to say that to my mom. This is not me. What am I, kidding myself? Surely this can't be me. So I went for a walk. A walk always does my mind, body, and spirit very, very good. I didn't take anybody with me. I just went by myself. And during the walk, I was able to reflect and listen to God's whispers. And I listened intently. I was quiet. I prayed. I was like, Lord, I don't get it. Why are these things happening? Why is it that our house isn't sold yet so we can move down south to be with my husband and the kids can be with their dad? Why is it that my son got into an accident? Why is it that, you know, I made this dinner for our neighbors and I go to surprise them and they're not home. I didn't make it to church tonight because I was trying to take care of everything else. I was cleaning my house from top to bottom. And then I go to want to talk and just love on people, Lord, and my computer's not working. That's been my day today. And I'm not here for you to feel sorry for me. I'm just telling you what's real in my life. And this question is real, and it should be real in your life too. How big is your faith? So I have two questions for you. How big is your faith? And how independent are you? Now, you heard me right. I asked you, how independent are you? These two questions go together. They go hand in hand. Now, let me explain. Because I know for me, I questioned it. I was like, this is not making any sense. But when I was able to take some time and meditate on it and pray and ask God more questions, he began to reveal to me that it's not about me. So when things are going well, do you keep things, you know, going smoothly, not asking much from God? Maybe even, you know, you're not even praying a lot. You go to church because, well, that's what you do. Maybe you go to Bible study on Wednesday. And so you're doing those things, but where's your relationship with Christ when things are going really well? You know, yes, you're an independent woman. You're an independent man. You got this. You don't want to bother God. Everything's okay. That's our earthly reasoning. But God says, no, it's not okay. You see, you have to understand God wants your dependency. He wants you to rely on him to be independent of the world and dependent on him. It's not about your doings, your vision. It's all about God's vision. You see, you got to keep him at the center. Create your now is meaning that you're taking what God wants for you. Every single moment, be present, be incredible, be the you that God wants you to be. And you take it moment by moment by moment so you don't get overwhelmed, so you don't feel weak, so you don't get so flustered with life that you want to implode. No matter what your life is looking like, good, bad, perfect, right now, God still wants you dependent on him. How big is your faith? You know, it might sound really good to kind of say or gloat how independent you are. You know, think about the feminist movement. Now, I'm not going to go there because then I'm going to get all these letters. I'm not going that far. But what I want to tell you is, you know, society is telling us it's all about being independent. We even, you know, raise our children to grow up being independent. Independent of us, but not independent of God. God wants us, our children, our family, our friends, dependent always on him. It's not about the paycheck. It's not about your job promotion. It's not about the new car that you're driving. It's not about your new house. It's not about the dog that you now have that you've been wanting for 3 years. It's not about the new baby that you're holding right now. It's all about God. How big is your faith? Because remember, God wants you dependent on him always, regardless of where you are in your life. So your challenge today is this, when you're reflecting. Yeah, go for a walk. If your weather is nice enough and it's not too hot, or maybe it's hot and at least you can bear it, go for a walk. Say, you know what? Commit to yourself and say, I'm just going to go walk 10 minutes from my door and 10 minutes back. That's 20 minutes that you can spend with God. That's why it's very important for me to do my routine of my, what I call my me time. That me time is not about me. It's actually about my relationship with God and me, where he wants to take me. But he does send me reminders, actually. And today was a big, big, big reminder. And I'm like, Lord, I do depend on you. You got my attention. I know you've got all of this under control in your timing. I got to stop trying to control it all. I got to let you do the work and I do what I can do right now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So this is what I want you to reflect on today, your challenge. Are you acting out of your own will? Of your own strength? Or are you making it a point to include God, being dependent on him and him alone? Matthew 17:20 says this, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. God wants your dependency. Be dependent on Him. Faith is not how you're doing, but whom you're doing it with. How big is your faith today? How big will it be tomorrow? I know God is stretching me, and I want Him to stretch me. And if I'm getting stretched, you know I'm going to stretch you too. So we've got to do this together. And together meaning what? With God. In relationship with Him. Good, bad, ugly. He wants all of it. He wants you. So step up to the plate and give Him all of you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.